A headline overnight from the Jerusalem Press. Netanyahu teetering on brink of war with Lebanon and White House. The White House publicly and privately airing its frustrations with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's attacks against the Biden administration while Israel and Hezbollah threaten each other with war. There is a lot happening in the Middle East, also globally as well. We want to bring in Rocky Richkowski, retired Lieutenant Colonel from the U.S. Army. Hi, Rocky. Where do we begin? So much happening on the global front, and always in the Middle East, there's something brewing.
Great to be on with you, Maria, as always. And you're absolutely right. There's a lot happening. But again, we come back down to one nexus, and that nexus is Iran. And Iran is controlling, when you talk about Israel, controlling all of those definite satellite forces of Hamas, Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, as well as the Houthis in Yemen. So it all comes down to Tehran, the capital of Iran. And where are they getting their funding from? They're getting their funding from Russia and China and North Korea. So we're seeing that what Bush actually back in 2003 mentioned was the axis of evil with Syria there, but Syria is pretty much decimated and become more dependent on Russia than and Iran ever than before. So we all come back down to the axis of the evil. And what's really interesting is where is the true money point coming from? Russia with the sale of oil and China with the sale of products to the United States. So we are, as Gordon Chang on Fox News would say, we are funding our very own demise with supporting those and creating a stronger economy in those nations that would like to do us harm.
Well, just yesterday, I did an interview with a professor out of Wayne State University about this partnership agreement that was signed by Russia and North Korea. We talked a lot about what does it mean. And, you know, one of the questions I asked is what could possibly Russia be getting from North Korea? Would, you know, there's a hungry nation, a nation with no infrastructure, just so many problems in North Korea. So we talked a little bit about that. Is North Korea as you know, when you talk about Russia, China, and North Korea, what's North Korea's role there exactly? Because I don't know how much they have to offer.
Well, believe it or not, they have quite a bit to offer. And this is something that most people that have not served in the military or don't see the actual actionable intelligence would not know this. But North Korea will export their individuals, their soldiers, their young men to be trained in fighting for Russia. You know, what's interesting is those Russian soldiers, out of the Russian soldiers that are actually fighting in Ukraine right now, a third of them are not even Russian. They're foreign-born or individuals that would come to Russia in hopes of making money or earning some type of benefit of maybe earning Russian citizenship, kind of like the French Foreign Legion, where you serve in the French Foreign Legion after 2 years, you can become a French citizen. So Russia is dangling that we will pay you to be our mercenaries. Mm. And that's kind of how, if you remember, that's how the Wagner Group stood up, by becoming mercenaries for Russia, because their military is so weak. So North Korea can export those individuals, as well as export food and old munitions that they have. You know, they may not have use for those munitions. That's why they want the nuclear weapon, so that they can play a stronger role on the international at the international table. But they still have a lot of artillery rounds, which are Warsaw Pact. I hate using the term Warsaw Pact because that is just so old.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's the Russian Pact.
Right.
The new East, and that East by Russia, they still have a lot of that armament that Russia still needs right now.
All right. I know you saw this story brewing as well, that Israeli military official says that Hamas cannot be destroyed. You know, obviously Netanyahu said, nope, that's got to be happening. And this person says, no, it can't. So what do you make of that? And doesn't that kind of divide their purpose?
Well, it does. It slightly divides when it becomes public. But privately, all militaries look at both sides. How do you win? You have to look at every single angle of a war. And in this respect, the Israeli Defense Forces spokesman, this was a spokesman that actually said Hamas is an idea. And he's absolutely correct. That can't be eliminated. And saying that would be throwing sand in the eyes of the people of Israel. But I agree with Netanyahu that it can be eliminated. Their control, command and control can be eliminated. But you will always have a seed of support for Hamas within the people of that Palestinian area. That's what they were referring to.
Yeah. What do you think we're going to be seeing here as we go into the summer months? How much is all this going to be playing due to our political process that's going to be unfolding in this country with a presidential election?
Great question, Marie. From my perspective, I think our political process is broken. The president is trying to figure out who does he get votes from, and he doesn't know who should he angle towards the community that supports Palestinian state or those that support an Israeli state right now. And that is causing a problem because, as you saw, Netanyahu was thinking that the U.S. is slowing down arms shipments when in all actuality we're improving and enlarging arms shipments to Ukraine and slowing them down to Taiwan and Israel. And this is all political. It is political and sad to say, but that's the state we live in this country.
We always learn something when we talk to Rocky Rejkowski, retired Lieutenant Colonel for the U.S. Army. Thanks, Rocky. Have a great weekend, okay?
God bless you too, Marie.
Thank you. We'll have more here on The Focus Show when we return in just a few.